From Washington, this is VOA News. A UN resolution vetoed, setting the scene for Sunday's referendum in Crimea. More violence marks the third anniversary of the unrest in Syria. And a Malaysian official says the disappearance of the Malaysia Air liner is likely deliberate. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Saturday, Russia vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have urged countries not to recognize the results of a Sunday referendum in Ukraine's Crimea region. Russia voted against the measure, while China abstained. China's decision to decline to follow Russia and veto the measure could indicate further isolation from Moscow from its support or for its support of the Crimean referendum. That referendum gives residents of Crimea two choices: join Russia or support a significant strengthening of Crimea's autonomy within Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power reacted to the measure's defeat.
Crimea is part of Ukraine today. It will be part of Ukraine tomorrow. It will be part of Ukraine next week. It will be part of Ukraine unless and until its status is changed in accordance with Ukrainian and international law. Russia prevented adoption of a resolution today, but it cannot change the aspirations and destiny of the Ukrainian people, and it cannot deny the truth displayed today that there is overwhelming international opposition to its dangerous actions.
In other developments Saturday, the Ukrainian military said it had repelled an attempt by Russian forces to enter a region near Crimea. Ukraine's defense ministry said its military used aircraft and ground forces to push back Russian forces. More on this story at voanews.com. As Syria marks the third anniversary of the country's civil war, Saturday, Syrian troops advanced on a major rebel-held town near the Lebanese border. State media and activists said soldiers supported by warplanes, artillery, and tanks entered the town of Yabrud. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Friday, speaking from the UN, called for all parties to end the violence.
I strongly urge the Syrian government and opposition to show the leadership, vision, and flexibility needed to end this conflict.
Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak says that there is a high degree of certainty someone deliberately shut off the communication systems on the missing Malaysian jetliner, but he stopped short of saying the plane was hijacked. Mr. Najib's remarks Saturday triggered a new flood of speculation into what caused the Boeing 777 to vanish from civilian radar soon after taking off on March 8th. He said somewhere near the Malaysian border, the plane's transponder was switched off before the jet veered westward in a fashion consistent with deliberate action.
The Royal Malaysian Air Force primary radar data showed that an aircraft which was believed but not confirmed to be MH370 did indeed turn back. It then flew in a westerly direction back over Peninsula Malaysia before turning northwest.
In southern Thailand, there are more than 200 suspected ethnic Uyghur Muslims being held by Thai immigration authorities who face deportation to China. Rights groups are calling for humanitarian protection for the group. Ron Corbin reports for VOA from Bangkok.
Thai immigration police said that 78 men, 60 women and 82 children are believed to be ethnic Uyghurs from China's western Xinjiang region. Thai immigration officers say they will press charges against the group for illegal entry to Thailand and call for their deportation. But US-based Human Rights Watch is calling for the United Nations to assess the group's refugee status and ensure they are not forcibly returned to China.
Thailand has an obligation.
Senior researcher with the rights group, Sunay Pasuk, says Thailand has an international obligation to ensure the safety of the Uyghurs.
Not to return people to a place where they would face danger.
Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai repeated his resistance to signing a security deal with the United States during his final address to the parliament Saturday. Mr. Karzai says the people of Afghanistan are not against the security agreement with America, but the people of Afghanistan recognize peace as the main base of life like any other country in the world and any other nations in the world. Mr. Karzai added that the last 12 years of war were imposed on Afghans, a reference to the U.S. invasion that forced out the Taliban. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, Washington.